Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. This is Kwajalein. And
I'm Kenny.
And we thank you guys for joining us on tonight. I am so excited about our guest tonight because I remember her when before she was even born. And I am just so excited that she is gracing us tonight with her presence so that we can speak with her and just talk to her and find out what's, you know, what has inspired her to get where she is tonight. I mean, now. And so I am just excited. I am excited. I remember when her mom found out she was pregnant with her, and just to see, you know, what Jalen's blossomed into today is just exciting to me. So I'm just ecstatic. I'm grateful tonight. So let's get started. In celebration of Women's History Month, we would like to recognize not only women who have come before us and made a significant impact on society, but also women and young ladies who are currently working to make a positive difference in society and the lives of others. Thank you for joining us on tonight, March 17th, as we speak with rising entrepreneur and author Jayla Higgs. Jayla recently published her first book titled One More First Time. And so we're going to go ahead and introduce Jayla, allow her to come on. Jayla, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You sound great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Yeah, I just got off of school. It's an amazing day. It's nice outside.
Yeah, it's nice here too. The weather is really nice. Nice. It's good to, you know, feel spring. Feel spring
right.
Coming in. For me, anyway. So, Jayla, why don't you go ahead and let our listeners know a little bit about you. Introduce yourself to everyone.
Hi, guys. So, I'm Jayla. I'm a junior in high school at James Aaron Shredder High School. Right now, I just published this book not too long ago, a few months ago. I just had my book signing. I play volleyball. I'm in a lot of extracurriculars. I'm in NHS at my school. I'm in Senate, which we do like prom and homecoming. Yeah, I do a lot. I do hair as well. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff. I don't know. But right now, yeah, I have my one more first time book. I have a few books on hand still. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, everything. So if I need to introduce those handles, I can at a later time. But, yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Thank you. We would love for you to introduce those handles so that our listeners can go and follow you. And, yes, Jayla does a lot. She sells nails and press-on nails, shoes.
Crocs. I do
beanies.
Crocs as well.
Yeah, she does Crocs. Yeah, she sells a lot. So I'm inspired. I love it. I love to see young people doing their thing. So,
yeah, I get a lot of entrepreneurship from my dad, I'd say, his side of the family and all that.
Yes, you do, definitely. That is definitely your dad in you.
Yep.
Definitely, which is an awesome thing. So, Jayla, first question. What was the inspiration behind your book?
I just want to say, like, during that time, what'd you say?
I said, why was this book birthed? Go ahead.
Basically, like, during this time, I was feeling a lot of emotions swirling behind, like, George Floyd and just a lot of things that were going on in the world at that time. Like, you know, like the people storming the Capitol. It was a lot of tension politically and just in a racial way. I really got the inspiration from my mom. She's the one who, like, pushed me into doing it. I never thought of, oh, let me turn my poems into a book. It was more of like a hobby type thing. I released my brain and made me feel better, you know, about the world. Inspiration about the book pretty much is I just wanted to have a relatable impact on people and other teens throughout the world who may be feeling the same thing I'm feeling, but don't really know like how to do it. And so I can use my voice through this book to produce it to other people of how you can get your, you know, your feelings out in a positive way.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad that you, you know, you brought that up about how you can do this in a positive way, because a lot of people don't understand that we have a right to have feelings and we have a right to feel certain
right.
ways about the things that are going on, especially, you know, against people of color. However, you know, sometimes if we express ourselves and it sometimes, you know, it's seen as being aggressive or whatever, and that's not always the case.
Uh-huh.
Because we have a right to have feelings, and we need to express how we feel concerning the issues that go on in
yeah,
the nation.
I feel like at least with this new coming generation, a lot of people hold in their feelings and they don't really talk about things. There's not really a lot of people who are comfortable or feel like they have comfortable people in their circle just to share these things about. So I really feel like the generation needs to talk to people about stuff that goes on.
I completely agree with that. I do. I agree with that. And this generation and the generations before, and I think the generations before, especially before us, we're Xers. There, you know, there was this idea that you don't talk about things. A lot of people felt like, you know, you don't talk about your issues. You don't talk about your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You just deal with them. And I know beginning with our generation, we've seen where, you know, more people are coming out. They're talking about their feelings. More of us are going to therapy, you know, doing things
right.
such as writing books, journaling, and things like that. And you guys are doing it even more. So I just commend you. You know, I commend you on having the confidence and the boldness to do what you are doing. Going back to that time when everything was going on with George Floyd and the riots and everything, you know, which is when this was birthed in you, how did those things affect you? How were you affected as, you know, a young African-American teenager, female? How were you affected during that time?
I don't know. I just remember one night, like, I was about to go to sleep, and I just broke down. I broke down in tears. I was scared for my dad, you know, to go to work tomorrow. Or, you know, you just have these thoughts. It was like, it's never happened to me personally. Like, I've never had any contact with the police negatively. But just the thought that, oh, it could be my brother. Could have been my mom. That could have been anyone I knew that was a person of color. It was just that thought, you know.
Yeah, that says a lot, Shayla. That
mm-hmm.
says a lot. A lot of people don't
understand.
Yeah,
I remember watching it. I remember watching the video on my dad's phone. I was like, what's going on? Are they going to help him up, you know? Because all these questions go through your mind. The first is what's going on, and then, oh, I see what's happening. Here we go again, you know. It's another name to put on the list, you know.
Right. And in that gave you, you know, you started to deal with your feelings concerning that by writing. And look where you are today. And that's
yeah.
a wonderful thing, because there are so many people that felt the way you felt. You know, we hear from mothers, I'm scared for my son.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom and I, and just for our listeners to know, her mom, her parents are like some of our very closest friends.
Yep.
And I'm about to introduce them in a minute. So Judy and I, we would have those conversations. We've always had deep conversations. Out of all of my friends, I tell people that Judy and I feel like we're the most alike. We have, you know, we're very similar.
Yeah.
You know, differences, but a lot of similarities. And, you know, so we would have those conversations about how we were scared for our sons and scared for, you know, our husbands. But to hear you say, I was scared for my dad, or I'm sure you still may experience that, or scared for my brother, that puts a different light on things for me, you know, that puts a different light on things. And so you're giving other daughters and, you know, other sisters a voice when you say that. And so I definitely commend you on that. Thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and introduce your parents.
Okay.
And then we'll continue on with the questioning. Judy and Jason, I know they're on the road driving right now. And so they are probably on mute. Judy and Jason, are you there?
Yes, we're here. What's going on, Kwajalein?
Hi.
What's
How
up,
y'all
bro?
Going? Hey. So how are you guys feeling right now about what's going on with your beautiful daughter? What are you guys feeling right now?
Well, we're definitely tremendously, you know, happy for what her accomplishment and what she's doing. You know, as being her parents, it's twofold. In one sense, it's like, this is our daughter, I can't believe it. In another sense, it's like, wow, you know, what she's about to become and what she's trying to accomplish is just amazing. You know, we sit in awe, and then on the other end, you're like, we're trying to say, hey, we need to, don't worry, but don't forget about this and do about that. But then on the other end, it's like, oh, look at all this help and support and all these people that are supporting her and what she's trying to do. So we're just happy for everyone that's been supporting her up until this point, because it's truly amazing, you know. So that's one of the things that we look back like, wow, how do we get to this point? They have no answers.
My cheeks hurt. My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. Yeah, just from smiling. Just hearing her answer your question just in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, she just felt like a young adult. I'm like, oh, my God, she's not my baby no more, even though she'll always be my baby. But you know what I mean? Like, she has a voice. She has her own mind, her own thoughts, and yeah, Jayla is the type of kid that you're not going to be able to just tell her something. She won't answer. She's going to ask the whys. And if she don't want to do it, she's not going to do it. So all I did was the day when she was in there writing, she called me in there and told me she was writing a poem, wanted me to listen to it. I said, okay, I'll listen. I stood there listening, and as she was reading it, I was like, oh, my God. And then she got teary-eyed. And then I got teary-eyed, and I was like, oh, my God, like, Jayla, that is so good. Like, you could write a book. And that's all I said. That's pretty much how it went. And not she would really do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't really do it, but she shocked me. I can say that.
And I think that's the thing that we always say growing up, you know, as we always say, speak into existence. You know, coming from your parents, your truest fans, and you're the ones that are always cheering for you. You know, as parents, it's our responsibility to always speak things into existence and support our kids, whatever their dreams are, no matter how little or how big they are. You know, it starts with us, because we're the first ones that they're engaging with. So if we paint that picture or paint that seed or plant that seed in their mind, you know, the sky's the limit. So it's just, you know, the blessing that Judy had that encounter with her engagement. And like you said, little did we know that turned out to this. It was just a simple comment. So to be mindful of what we're saying about our kids or to our kids, that it speaks volumes.
You're right. You just said a mouthful. Thank you for that wisdom, that nugget right there, because that says a lot. And where she is today, where Jayla is today, as well as Jaylen, where they are today is really just, you know, directly related to the exceptional parenting. You know, not perfect, but none of us are perfect, but you guys, you know, have been wonderful and still are wonderful parents, and you all have given her, you gave her not only, you know, the confidence and the guidance, but you gave her that space to be who she is and to have her voice, and that matters, and that says a lot. You know, because I'm a true believer that children have a voice. They have a voice as soon as they can talk. 2 years, you know, one, two, you have a voice, and your voice matters. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing that she was given that assurance, which has helped her to become who she is today and to be where she is today. And this is only the beginning of where she's going.
Absolutely.
So hats off to you guys.
Yes, definitely. And I'm just excited, you know. it's just so amazing, the journey. I feel like, you know, we've definitely been a part of this journey with you, Jayla. Just watching you on Facebook, you posting your poems, and let me tell you, I got three that I like. You know, I like the golden, the Divergent Low, and then let me look at that other one that I was reading earlier. I'm sorry. Tumbleweed, right after Divergent Low.
Tumbleweed.
Look, girl, you got some art. You got some skill. I gotta give it to you. And Jason and Judy, look, you know, hats off to you. We're proud of you all too. You know, for raising such amazing children. They're doing great things, and I know y'all are happy. I know y'all on cloud nine right now.
Mm-hmm. I know it. Definitely an inspiration. So,
yeah,
Jayla,
it's a blessing.
Oh, sorry,
go ahead. No, go ahead, Jason. Go ahead. No, you know, like I said, I appreciate the accolades and the credit, but this is all her, you know what I'm saying? Their kids. You know, we just, like you said, Quasi, you give them the space. Like, we're not taking any credit. This is, like you said, my wife said one comment. And, you know, if anyone who knows Jayla, who's listening or just knows her, her mind runs for everywhere. Like, she thinks of things that we're like, oh, we didn't even think about that. She's very creative in her mind. Just, you know, she thinks a lot of things that she figures out how she can do them. She'll need too much guidance. She'll need too much direction. She'll kind of find her way. And so, you know, this is one of the ways where, you know, you mention something to her, don't think nothing of it. Like, she'll probably say this, but, like, me and Judy was out on, I think we was on a trip, and she just reaches out to us and say, hey, I'm publishing my book. We're like, what are you talking about? She said, yeah, I reached out. We provided support. Who would she need to contact? And she kind of went the whole way. She didn't ask us for anything, like, no money. She didn't ask us, you know, what we needed here and there. She just kind of went with it on her own. And we was like, can you believe that? She just, like, what were we supposed to say to us? Like, oh, wow. So, you know, that just goes to her. You know, when she wants to do something, she just goes and do it.
Jayla's always been like that. I remember she was like that when she was little.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I missed one of your titles of your poems. I meant gold.
Gold. Okay, got you.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, gold. I was on my way to a volleyball qualifier with my old team, and we were just on a train. We had to ride a train to get to our hotel, and I just got some, like, it's just like a moment, like a feeling that you get, oh, I need to write. So I just started writing, and some of it, like, the swift but slow was like the train. It's so fast, but, like, on the train, you feel like you're going so slow. And Archaic Glimpse of Gold is really just talking about nature, like, don't interrupt nature. You know, we're just here to be people who live in nature but not destroy nature. Because God created nature, you know?
Come on now. I guess you're preaching.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And true. Where did you get the title from?
Okay, so you know how you just think, you write down a list of titles. So that was what it first started with. And I wanted to look up one that was unique. So I started searching on Amazon and seeing if anyone had something along the lines of this. Usually the ones that popped up was One More Last Time. So I was like, that's too, you know, basic, whatever. So I was thinking, okay, One More First Time. I was like, it kind of gave a sense of, okay, I need to do something again. So I was thinking, well, people nowadays, like, they don't really encompass their feelings. They ignore them. They push them aside. They go about their day 24/7. One more first time. You need to have one more first time with your feelings. You need to encompass this world again, you know, as if you were just now getting into the world, is how that's kind of the meaning behind it.
Oh, okay.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, that's good. I was like, I wonder where she got that from, so thank you. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. So what is your favorite poem in your book, Jayla, or do you have one?
I love them all. Like, it comes, it's crazy. But I probably have to say Dear Englishman for sure, or American Dream. It's probably my most, like, political one, most relatable one, and just one that has the most, like, feelings behind it, in my opinion.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Now, American Dream, I think that's the first one you did on Facebook, right?
I think Dear Englishman, but American, close, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, look. I had to keep watching it.
No, you know, wow. Yeah, like that first one literally brought tears, you know, tears to my eyes. It did. Yeah. And if you can't relate, you just can't relate. But when you can, you know.
Right, that's the thing. I wanted these poems. You can, you know, some parts of it. You don't have to relate to the whole thing. You don't have to have an opinion as me. Just try to relate to some parts when they relate to you.
Right. Right. How do
and
you
I feel
think...
like I kind of wrote it. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
Mm-mm, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I kind of wrote it in a way because, I mean, in my opinion, in my mind, racism is something that will never go away. It's just something that needs to get better. At the end of the day, everyone's going to have their opinions. You can never fully delete racism. There's always going to be someone on top, and there's always going to be someone on the bottom. And just so happens mm-hmm. that we started at the bottom. We built our ways up, but we're still at the bottom, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's hard. That's a hard truth, isn't it?
Mhm.
That's
how it is.
That's a hard truth. Yeah. <that's, laughs> yeah. That is a hard truth. So, since we're talking about your poems, I know I had asked you about reading one, you know, if you want to read one. Is there one that you would like to read just to give our listeners a snippet?
Yeah, I can read The American Dream, or do you want me to read a shorter one? It's up to you.
No, ma'am. Hey. You do not have to read a shorter one.
Yeah.
Okay. American Dream. The American Dream is a vision, a thought bubble in one's head. It serves no purpose to a system that's dead. Immigrants must travel huge steps to get to this place, to be degraded and kicked for taking some American's place. And just work or entirely, who knows? But they treat people of color as if they have no soul, no family or loved ones, leaving them to shiver in the cold. They survive on the crumbs and try to decide how they are going to eat. They make them servants, having to wash another person's feet. A country that always has a lower class can't bring hope, right? I get we have so many opportunities, but only if you're not dumb, right? Only if the teachers teach all colors the same. Only if jobs didn't discriminate with hiring people who look a certain way. By that, I mean approachable, normal hair, not braids, but Caucasian strands, untouchable. Only if coaches didn't measure playing time by your appearance, too. Maybe everyone would have a chance to be in the NBA like you. But no. People still live in terrible conditions, while wealthy people wonder and stress over which color tile to step in. You can work hard and still receive no progress, I agree. Climbing up the ladder depends on the motives of other people, quite the irony. Can you admit that things outside of your control affect this dream? Only white visionaries can really see the end to these means. The American dream was installed to give us hope, even though by numbers it's not fulfilled. Yes, we rise against challenges. Just look at slavery. Look at what we've built. No matter your strength, you can't change an entire nation. That's just wishful thinking. You can't solve all of America's problems if you're always blinking. We have to be idealistic. We can't afford to dream and dream until we're dead. We must lead and breed individuals who understand the unity we put to bed. Not even Hitler can convince me that the American dream is not an illusion. Putting America on a pedestal is a faulty, faulty solution. People need a knock on the head. Don't treat this dream like a soft landing cushion, keeping you safe from bumping your head. Your reality of something isn't the same as someone else's because it's not from the same lens. Life encompasses everyone, not just you, so don't you pretend. Like the dreamer isn't tired of dreaming because the American dream is a gas that traps you once you inhale it in.
Wow.
I love that one. Because it's just, it's like everything is so fresh, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you can take, mm-hmm. like, years and years of history, and it's like you went back 100 years, 100-plus years, and you put
right.
everything into perspective from that point up until now. And the crazy part, like you said earlier, it's still going on today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's still fresh, still new.
Mm.
Yeah. And that
really has changed. Little thing has changed. You know, we can be happy about little things, you know, little improvements.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, we haven't had a black female president yet or even a female president in general, but I'm just saying, like, you can't expect it to get better if we're still doing the same habits, you know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Wisdom.
Wow, you are wise beyond your years, Jada. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's just the Bible. It's just the Bible, man.
My Lord.
Yes, you are. How do you think your words will help other young people and, well, older people too, but right now we're going to talk about young people with their life struggles, even with, you know, the racism in this country or, you know, just the struggles in life. I know on here, on the back of your book, you know, you talk about one more first time unfolds a realization of the world and its problems, the current struggles of racism and the harsh reality of love and relationships.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a young person in 2023, how do you think your words will help other young people with their struggles? Because honestly, you guys have struggles that I don't think our generation had at your age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this era, this generation, it's the phone, the invention of the phone really, like, pushed these things forward. Like, comparison is a high deal, like, you know, we all go on TikTok. We look at these people. We want to be like them. Everyone wants to be famous still. Those type of things. I feel like my book will help them put into perspective that you really don't need those things. At the end of the day, that isn't what weighs you as a person or anything at all. And not only that, like, it'll just help them understand and put into perspective, like, relationships and love, and that it's okay to coexist with the person that you are in love with, that you still need to be your own person and do your own things. You don't have to depend on them for everything. And also just to help with their sadness, to realize that you're not the only one who may be going through this. You know, you're not alone in the struggles that you face at your age. Even if you don't have someone to talk to through the book, maybe I can be talking to you. I can be your mentor. I don't know, kind of something like that is what I wanted to bring to the youth.
Wow. Yeah, you can hear the wisdom. Because, you know, some of the things you said, I think even older women struggle with getting that, those
yeah.
things.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and that's true. And I love your passion. You know, you can hear the passion not only through your poems, but just talking to you now, because I haven't talked to you, you know, about your book, and just hearing you now and talking to you, you can hear the passion that you have for people, to help people, and
yeah.
you know, to help them to love themselves. And
right,
to,
that's what
you know,
comes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You have any?
Okay. Especially, like, I know, like, I only have, like, one poem, like, directed towards boys or men, but also that a lot of fathers at least encourage their male children to, like, not cry or to be tough about their situations, or, but I feel like that's just a fault
mm-hmm.
of mindset. It's just,
a really bad thing to put on your children, because they are children too, and they're going to go through stuff, and then starting as a rock solid person won't help them develop or share their feelings in the future. You're basically creating a blank wall to talk to.
Exactly. And then what happens with that is when these boys become men, then we have issues with them being husbands and fathers that don't show emotions.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. I completely agree with you on that. I am definitely an advocate when it comes to that. So definitely. I do not like, you know, telling boys, you don't cry, you're a boy, you have to be tough. No, that does not show toughness. And I'm grateful that I have a husband that will cry. I'm grateful for that.
Right.
That is,
it doesn't lessen your masculinity in any way. You are still identified as a male, you know, it doesn't change that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I love this.
It actually shows you as more of a man if you can cry. If you can be a little vulnerable, it shows that you know, mm-hmm. you're more mature as a man, in my opinion.
Yes.
I agree.
Well, thank you.
Yep. Well, Jayla, yes, you definitely have other books you are writing, correct? These people my age need to hear what you're talking about. I'm being serious. I am being very serious. I'm serious.
You're on your way to having that New York bestseller on your name.
Yeah, exactly. I hope you have that written down. That you're just not a writer, but you are.
I'll write it down right now.
yes. I don't just publish books. I publish bestsellers. That's what I call. I haven't published one yet, but that's what I tell Kenny. When I do, I'm not just publishing books. I'm publishing bestsellers, and he's like, "Well, you can't. You're never going to get
that's
a bestseller if you don't publish anything."
That's a good slogan right there.
Yes. I'm gonna get to it, and mine will be bestseller. So you write that down, Jayla, and you continue to use your voice. You continue to get your, you know, put your wisdom out there,
mm-hmm.
because people need to hear what you are saying. They need to hear that.
Wow.
Right.
And I'm not just saying that because, you know, you're my family, because you know y'all family. I'm really saying that because it's true. That is
right.
really true. How would you encourage other people that desire to speak up as you do and as you have, but they are afraid? They are afraid of the backlash. They are afraid of the confrontation. What would you say to them to encourage them to take the step to do what they have done and continue to do?
Well, my saying kind of is like, your only judge is God at the end of the day. I really relish off of that thought and push myself beyond my limits for that thought, because your confidence needs to strive from you and the confidence that God has within you. So with that, you will go far in itself. And you should just not care about what other people think, but just have the confidence in yourself that what I'm saying and my opinions, my beliefs, they matter too. And that they need to be heard, they need to be shared. So I'd say it doesn't really matter if people like what you're doing or not. If you like what you're doing, then you need to do it. If you feel like you need to do something, then by all means, it doesn't really matter what this person to the left of you or right of you says. Even your parents, some people don't get that support from their parents, and I'm glad that I do. But some people just don't get that support, and they feel scared. But at the end of the day, like, if you need to prove someone wrong, then prove someone wrong. You need to do what you need to do that fulfills your happiness. It's about your joy. It's not about anyone else's. This is your life. You need to take control of what you're doing.
Okay. Again, that is not just for young people. So, listeners, that is also for us 40-something-year-old people. That is also for us.
Yeah.
Also, that's great. Go ahead, Judy.
You just don't
want to
have any regrets.
Right. And you know, and I think that's a I think that's a thing. I think sometimes, especially when we get to where we are, sometimes we have, you know, regrets that will stop us from moving forward. But it's like, if you're still here, you still have time.
Right.
You may not be able to do some of the things that you may have desired to do, but there are still things that you still can do. And sometimes we get caught up, well, I'm 40-something now and I can, or whatever, whatever. So for us, I can see that. And as far as, you know, the younger generation, sometimes, you know, it, even today, I think listening to you will encourage people to say, hey, I am going to get past that fear and I'm going to do it, even though it may be scary. I feel
right.
I'm going to take the plunge and just give it a try, you know, because you only
because
fail
when
you don't.
Because there's always someone who supports you. No matter what, there's going to be mm-hmm. somebody. And God will support mm-hmm. you. That's one right there. But there's gonna be someone, and that someone can go a long way.
That's right. And when God supports you, when he backs you, you have everything else you need, because he's going to send
right, exactly.
the supporters to send you in the right way. So, yeah. That's wonderful, Jayla. Wonderful. Judy and Jason, do you all have anything to add? I thought I had her name.
Judy acting like she ain't got nothing. She's looking over here. So, you know, like everything Jayla said, it's about, you know, living life with no regrets. And she's always challenged, and not in a bad way, us. A lot of things. She's always inquisitive, you know, always questioning, wondering, like, you know, this doesn't make sense. I mean, even, you know, anything. Well, you know, she always, you know, because of her way that she can, you know, use her voice, the way she's very vocal, you know, she's an attest to it. But in all her sports, she's been captain. You know, team captain mm-hmm. for high school, you know, being captain for our club team, because she's going to, you know, make sure, you know, she's a great role model. And she has, you know, her voice, and she's going to make it known. And she's always helping people, training people, taking time, supporting them, you know, encouraging them. You know, we see it, especially during volleyball season, high school, that she's going above and beyond to bring people, try to up to her level. And she's always been that type and caring. And, you know, it just spills over to what she's doing now, but just, you know, inspiring people and trying to motivate people to be their best. We're definitely proud of her. We love her, and we're always here to support her. So, as I always say, the sky's the limit for her. Whatever she wants to do, she definitely can do it.
That's right. And you guys believe in her, and she believes in her. I would like to ask you all something, Jason and Judy. For those of us that have stronger-willed children, because that's definitely – our daughter, that do challenge you, because they challenge you. Those, you know, stronger-willed kids that are very determined and they, you know, move to the beat of their own drum. What advice would you give to us to, you know, as we help them to navigate life from being young, like, you know, starting younger, because like I said, Mariah is that way, to older? What advice would you give to us as to how we can, you know, help them to navigate? And even in that challenging, sometimes when they are challenging us, sometimes it can be a little tough. You know, how do you navigate that?
I think I would say just learn to pick your battles, because some things as parents we choose, you know, like let's say socks, for example. Before, you couldn't go outside with mismatched socks on. Now this generation, that's what they do, right? And I remember there was a time when Jayla, she started wanting to dress herself. And I'm like, girl, that don't even go together. You're not, that don't look right. But I was like, you know what? I'm about to pick my battle, and I'm going to let her do her. And they need that strong will. Obviously now, like when they're younger, we don't see, you know, why they need it. But now I see why she needs that. She needs to be strong in this world we're in, you know what I mean? Not to allow anyone to push her over. And I've always told her that, you know, stand up, speak up for yourself, advocate for yourself, even in school, you know what I mean? Even if you need to go have a difficult conversation, whether it's with a teacher or anything, you go and you have that conversation, and I'll tell you you know, if you have questions, I will help you to navigate through that. But you need to take the lead on it, and I'll be there to support you. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I feel like I have a style now, in my opinion, but, you know, whatever.
You think you feel what, Kayla?
I said I feel like her style now, but, you know, whatever. I feel like I got blossomed into a better styler. What'd you think?
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. I mean, you take after your daddy when it comes to style.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But we're not talking about that. I run that. But that's not neither here or there. But one thing I would add to, just to add to what my wife said, I think one of the things is the type of person that I am is, you know, trial and error. Like, I'll never shut any idea, any thought down. You know, at the end of the day, you won't know until you try it. So I'm very free to, like, oh, yeah, just go ahead and do what you want to do. At the end of the day, as long as it don't kill you, it makes you stronger. And Jayla had a lot of ideas and a lot of things that she wanted to do over the years. And, you know, between me and Judy trying to balance the, no, I don't think she should do it to be safe compared to, no, let her go ahead and do it. There's no way she's going to learn. You know, and just, like, figure it out and just see if that's what you wanted to do or didn't want to do. Sometimes you got to let your kid explore, because if not, I always say, what they ain't going to do here under you with your support and love, they're going to do it on their own, and now you ain't going to be there to help or pick them up. So you have the opportunity right now to support that vision or that thought or that dream. And if they know that every time they come to you, you're going to shy them away, or as I used to do, like, nah, Jayla, don't worry about that. Oh, yeah, just come to me about it tomorrow. Jayla's the persistent one that will come to you. You said tomorrow, I'm here at 9 o'clock. You're like, oh man, now I gotta take her. So I know, like, she's gonna hold me to it or hold us to it. Yeah. So I know if I don't want to do something, I can't be like, yeah, we'll do it tomorrow, because she's gonna continue to bother, hound, nag, text, call, email, be there at the room. Hey, you said we was going to go do this. So I know that's her, and that's how she is. So, you know, just let her do, let her try. So,
well, thank you for that, because, like I said, we have one of those. That is Mariah.
Lord.
Oh, my God. That is her. Oh, gosh. So, yes, thank you, Jason and Julie.
Some girls, we rule the world.
Oh, Lord. I mean, that, you're right. Don't make a promise. She's not going to let you forget. And, Judy, I remember we've had those conversations about those mismatched socks. It's still
whatever.
I can't sleep out with mismatched socks. But that is the thing. That's the thing now. Oh, my goodness.
Whatever.
Jayla, how has the support of your parents, other family members, and friends helped you to get where you are today?
It just makes me feel good about what I'm doing. It feels like I'm on the right track, you know? I really love the support. Like, it's just pushed me farther. It makes me want to write more. Also, just writing for myself, but also just writing for the community that I believe in and who I want it to go to. Like, my mom, like, she's always pushed me to my limit, and my dad's always been there to answer any of my questions that I've had. I know I ask a lot of questions. But, yeah, just the love and support that I got even at my book signing, or even in the audience of my poem, and the people, you know, shouting, mm-hmm, like agreeing to my stuff, it just makes me feel like I'm actually doing something good for those around me.
And you are.
You are.
And you are doing something great, amazing for those around you. We will be getting ready to open up the lines in a little bit for anyone that may have questions or comments, you know, just to, if anyone's on the line that just wants to encourage you, you know, we're going to open up the lines for a minute in a little bit. But before we do, I would like for you, Jayla, to talk a little bit about Amanda I had actually asked her to come on tonight. I was going to have her to come on and say something to you, but something came up. She had something come up in her family, so she messaged me and told me she wasn't able to make it. So if you could just, you know, talk about her and her business just a little bit and how she helped you and mentored you with getting your book out there so we can also give her some exposure and also let, you know, anyone else who may be wanting to publish to, you know, a book or whatever to see if they want to reach out to her. And I know she's also a writing coach. And
yes.
I attended one of her classes, and Amanda's amazing. Just that one class that I attended, you know, put a whole new perspective on what I am doing with Heart to Inspire. So she's great. So I just want you to talk a little bit about her, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so Amanda's a great person, wonderful person. I met her through my mom. We were trying to figure out how I could publish one. So, yes, my mom, they're close friends, so she had me talk to her. You know, I reached out to her, very, very nice, very upbeat, very optimistic. We were just talking, and she was trying to walk me through how I could do it. And she talked to me about KDP, Amazon. So basically, I just wanted to write, and she told me whenever I feel like I'm done writing, then just write the book. That's all you have to do. You could, as a writer, you can pick how many you want to go in there. So I was like, cool. Last poem is written, and I hit her up, and she basically just walked me through one night about what needs to go in the book. She helped me with this app called Fiverr. It has like a lot of, you do your book design and your book formatting. And so I actually had a friend from my school. I told her what I was thinking of for my cover, and she sketched it for me. And so I sent that to the designer person, and he made the whole little thing for me. And that was cool. It was pretty a cheap option, but a really good outcome. And so I asked, you know, to honor her. I asked her to do a forward for my book and everything. And, yes, she's a whole author, her own self. I actually bought one of her cards. It's like these little inspiration cards. You can, like, read one a day that has good wisdom and good things you can say to yourself once a day and all that. But, yeah, she really just helped me through KDP. It was late at night. She sacrificed her time just to help me. And she would read over, you know, the back of my book or what that needs to go here needs to be capitalized, and she helped me edit some of my poems and all of that. So she's an amazing person, and I'm glad that my mom had her as a contact that could help me write this book.
Yeah, she's really sweet. And her name is Amanda, is it Edie McKeithen? Did I pronounce that right?
Amanda Edie McKeithen.
Correct, McKeithen. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, if anyone wants to look her up on Facebook, or you can also, when you all purchase Jayla's book, One More First Time, which is on Amazon, and
it's
also
Barnes & Noble in my website.
What? Barnes & Noble? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on the website.
Barnes & Noble,
yes,
on Jayla's website. Jayla, what is your website?
So it is jayla-styles.square.site.
If you don't mind, Jayla, if you can send me a, I'm sure I have a link.
I need to post it.
I will post it on my personal page. Kenny can post it on his page, and also on Family Matters with Kenny and Quadrillion page and Heart to Inspire.
Yep.
So it will be on there for anyone that would like to go on there and purchase one of Jayla's books, which
yes,
I'm sure.
The ones from my website are on hand. They can get signed and everything. The ones on Amazon are the ones that will just come to you blank. So if you want me to sign or anything, I suggest the website is a better option.
Well, I think the website is a better option anyway because all of the proceeds go to you, right?
Right, yes. Amazon takes out a cut from me.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can go to Amazon and Barnes & Nobles, but if you can, you know, preferably go to the website to purchase through her, you know, so that all of the proceeds will go to her. And, you know, let's just support and encourage. We need to support and encourage our young people. We put so much light on our young people that are not, you know, when they're into negativity and they're doing things that we are against. However, here we have a young lady that is doing something positive, and she is, you know, making a difference, not trying to make a difference, but she's making a difference in society and in our community. So let's, you know, let's support her, purchase her book, share her social media, you know, her poems, follow her on TikTok, follow her on Instagram, follow her on Facebook. It doesn't take anything but a follow. And Jayla, you also have a billboard up right now in Atlanta. Okay.
Yes,
and we do have some, I have some Atlanta friends. So do you have the address of the billboard where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom
it's
sent
on
it to
Peachtree. Is what I know, and
okay.
It's right in front of the Chase and the, what is it called, Wahlburgers. It is on
that's
Andrew.
Y'all, let's go.
I have it right here, Jayla.
Okay,
215 Peachtree Street, Atlanta. 215 Peachtree Street. So if you guys, if you're in the area and you just happen to go by there, I went through Atlanta last weekend, but I didn't have time to actually stop in Atlanta because I was going to go by there, but my time was short. I didn't realize it was going to take as long as it did for me to get to Blue Ridge. But if you're in the area, you guys, the billboard will be there, I think, for Judy. Do you remember, Jayla? Was it 30? Oh, okay, March 1st.
Yes, March 30th.
Yeah, so, you know, if you
guys
it'll
have... No, it'll be there a little longer now. It'll be there a little longer because they didn't start it right away. So it'll be there like the beginning of April to midweek of April.
Okay. To mid-April. So if you're down that way, you know, just if you could stop by, take a picture, tag Jayla, you know, Jayla Higgs.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you guys get your books. Please, she likes pictures, so take a picture holding up the book and send it to her.
Yes,
and let's encourage our young people. Let's support them and let them know how proud of them we are. Because, like she said, you know, that lets her know she's doing something good. That makes her want to continue to write. And again, sometimes we just put so much focus on, yeah, he's doing this and he should be doing it. He's not doing this, and we don't give. You know, our young people enough credit for what they are doing. And so, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. So I have opened up everyone's lines. First, I'm going to ask you, Jayla, did you have anything else before I open up for questions or
yes,
comments?
Yes, I have another podcast or radio station going on. Her name is Crystal Brooks. She's the one that I'll be going on with. I'll be having another podcast probably – saying some more of my poems, talking more about the journey and everything. And then I just wanted to mention my social media platforms. So for Instagram, you can follow me at _.JaylaStyles. Facebook is easy. It's just my first and last name, Jayla Higgs, J-Y-L-A and H-I-G-G-S. And then TikTok is XO.Jayla, A-A-2.
And if you all didn't get that, you can always go back and listen to the replay, or you can reach out to Kenny or I if you're listening and you know us, or, you know, of course, if you know Jayla, if you need that information again, then we can give that to you. So let's go and push follow, guys. Let's push follow if you haven't already. Okay. Is that it, Jayla, before I open it up for questions or comments?
Yeah, I realized I forgot to mention the date. The podcast with Crystal Brooks will be March 30th through the 31st.
March 30th through the 31st. Okay. Crystal Brooks. Okay.
One of them will be a virtual radio station. She'll be on the radio station in Baltimore.
All right. You're getting out there, Jayla. You're already out there. You're not getting out there.
Yes.
I know it's kind of surreal, huh? It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So we have the lines open now. Do we have anyone that would like to ask Jayla any questions or just, you know, give some words of encouragement or anything to her at this time?
Jayla, I want to say, hey, I definitely appreciate you for just gracing us with your presence this evening. Jason and Judy, I also appreciate you all for gracing us with your presence as usual. We look forward to seeing y'all in March. Jayla, keep doing what you, May, I'm sorry, May. And Jayla, just keep doing what you're doing because I'm very proud of you. And once I get that link and I can, and you give me the permission to share, you give me the green light, I'm sharing it.
You got the green light.
Thank you.
And was someone else about to say something?
Yeah, I was. It's Sabrina. Hey, Jayla.
Hey, Jayla.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say that I am so proud of you. You're just doing an amazing job. Just such a wonderful young lady. I did want to ask you, you're so involved in so many different things. You are, you know, the captain of Biz, valedictorian, you know, doing so well in school and sports, leader in your church, everything. And with the resilience of, you know, young people your age, they're not as resilient as we were back in the day. What are you doing that is filling you to keep you moving forward and continuing to do great things? How are you able to overcome so many obstacles and still just be an awesome, amazing young lady? What's filling you?
I'll just say I always wake up. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I have this Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, I read a New Testament and an Old Testament section each day. And I enjoy praying. I do that often enough, probably not as often as I should, but I do that as well. Mm-hmm. I keep a journal. I like to journal my feelings aside from poems. I just write to myself. And then whenever I have time, I sometimes sit in my room, grab a little bit of lotion, a little bit of music that's going through my ears, and I just meditate or I just sit there in silence. I do also 10-minute check-ins with myself of stillness. I just try to be still for 10 minutes. I ask myself, how are you doing physically? How are you doing mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Checking with myself, I think it's important to talk to yourself and to really learn more about yourself this generation through.
Yeah, that's why I believe your message is so powerful, because you're dealing with the stuff that these young people are dealing with on a daily basis, and you're still able to do an amazing job. So I just appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you. I try.
No, you're doing it. And I just heard self-care, and I want us to get that. Ladies, self-care. She's looking after herself. She's honoring God first. That's definitely the first thing we are to do. And she's also looking after herself.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Labrina. Anyone else? Is there anyone else on the line? Sometimes people can be shy, so we understand that. But is there anyone else that...
Hello. Good evening. Everyone.
Good evening.
Good
Hi,
evening.
Shannon.
Hi. I'm just thoroughly impressed. I completely forgot really about tonight, and then that the young lady, Miss Jayla, had written a book. I didn't even know what the topic was, but anyway, I am thoroughly impressed. Jayla, I just want to let you know that I appreciate your voice and your courage, and just want to encourage you to continue using your voice and just being, and just the way you portrayed your honesty through your lens. It was just greatly appreciative. Poetry is also a language that I communicate in. I enjoy communicating in poetry. I love it as well. And so I just truly enjoyed your poems. I'm definitely going to purchase a book. I want it signed, so I'll go through the website. That is the best thing to do, is through the website or get your own copies and send them yourself to cut out the middle people. But
Right, connect.
Great. It was just wonderful. So just thank you for blessing us on tonight. And so as you were speaking, I was like, well, let me just peep out real quick, you know. So I went to your page, and I'm like, okay, this is a hustler. Doing hair, the shoe, the nails, everything. All right.
Yep, everything.
So that is just very impressive. So continue to be you. Continue to, you know, keep your resilience and continue to do your self-care. Be grounded in God and just be grounded in yourself and don't compromise. You know, because, you know, when we begin to put ourselves out there, a lot of opportunities do present themselves, but all opportunities ain't good opportunities. So
exactly.
Just always keep God first. And, you know, as long as you keep him first and allow him to lead and guide direction and you walk in the steps that he have already ordained for you, everything will be excellent. So blessings to you. I truly appreciated it.
Blessings to you, too. Thank you for saying something.
Yes, and that's another one of my friends. She is an awesome writer as well, and she also is a publisher. She has a writing business as well. Shannon, what is the name of your book? Did you mention the name of your book again? I know we've had it mentioned on the show, but just in case we have a new listener that may want to also check out, you know, look into your book.
Yes, it is Coming to the World of Miss Jones. It's a book of poetry as well, and it's just poems about my life, just my journey in this world. So that's the name of my book, and my publishing company is just Jones Publishing Company.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
And if you were just ex-Quadrant, Arcane, whomever, you're all of your social media information so that I'll get it, follow you, and share your stuff. I truly appreciate it.
Okay, we'll do.
Thanks, Shannon.
Have a good day.
Anyone else? Is there anyone else? Okay. Well, Judy and Jason, did you all have anything to say before, anything else that you would like to say before we end our show tonight?
Just want to, you know, like Jay said earlier, let Jayla know that we love her. We're her number one supporters. I mean, she started something. All I'm doing now, my brain is going. My creative juices are flowing. So I'm just going to continue to push her until she say, Mom, enough. You're stressing me out, like she told me one the other day. Mom, you're stressing me out. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to stress you out. I'm just giving you the ideas. I'm just giving you the information.
But I love how you see fit. She was able to be honest about that.
Exactly.
And hopefully I'm putting a little hint down. The next book that she writes, she'll put my poem in there as well when I initially. Remember that poem I did years ago, Quadrant, about going natural? Do you remember that?
No, yeah, I remember that one.
I remember you.
I remember.
Yes, I remember. Well, you know, we can always have you on the show to read it, Judy. Just saying. You could do a reel or
something. It's about Jayla. It's about Jayla. We good. Our time is came.
No. There's still time now. Still time.
Yes. Exactly.
She could just put it in her book. I'll be okay with that, you know? What did I call that book? What was that poem called? Image. It was something about the image of me you see or something like that.
I remember that circle. Yep, I remember
that. I didn't even know where I was going with that, but that thing was on me so hard, I just started writing, and that's what helped me, inspire me to go natural. Looking at my daughter as that image, you know?
Yep.
Yes.
I remember that.
I'd just like to add...
Don't add nothing.
as we said before, I just really want to thank everyone that's been supporting our daughter. Yes. We really appreciate it. You know, it means the world, you know. A lot of people, you know, say things, you know, they say they got your back, they say I'll be there, you know, but y'all truly have shown out. You on this call, the ones that's not. And we just really appreciate the love and support you have given her. So that's really what I wanted to say.
Definitely.
All right.
Well, thank you all for allowing us to. And Jayla, like Kyra and I said, that girl, we feel like proud aunties. Yeah, that's what we feel like.
That's
it's wonderful.
But I love
it's
you
wonderful.
Guys, too, my parents.
We love you guys. You guys will always be family to us.
Absolutely.
So y'all going to make me get emotional. I just want to thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you for all of this wisdom that you have given us, you and your parents. And I hope that whoever is listening, because we maybe have people that are streaming right now, and not necessarily they may didn't call in, but they're streaming, they're listening in. We have people that will go back and, you know, they'll play the recording and listen. And so I pray that whoever listens or who has listened, that they, you know, that they received, because if you don't receive, it's only because you didn't want to receive, because mm-hmm. there's been so much given on tonight that can inspire and help change, you know, our mindset, and not just for the young, but for those of us that are a little bit older as well. So I thank you for being so transparent. Thank you for using your voice, and thank you for walking in your gift, your anointing, and the boldness that God has given you. And if you don't mind, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do this real quick. I'm just going to go ahead and pray before we end the show tonight. I just feel like there's something that I need to do. So I'm going to go ahead and do it because I feel it. Father God, I just thank you and I glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for Jayla. God, we lift her up to you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for covering her. God, we thank you for the anointing, God, that you have placed on her life. God, we thank you, God, that you have called her into this place. God, we thank you that you are using her right now to touch nations, God. God, we thank you that even as people will read her book, as they will hear her words, God, that the spirit of suicide and depression, God, and all of those things will begin to fall off of them. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God. God, that as they begin to read, God, the words that you are giving unto her, God, that they will begin to feel the freeness. They will be free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, as you will strengthen her in her physical body, strengthen her mentally. God, we just thank you, strengthen her emotionally. We ask that you will strengthen her parents in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you, God, for opening doors that no man can open. We thank you, God, that the favor of God is upon her life, God, and that you will find, that she will find favor in the eyes of man everywhere she goes. God, we thank you, God, that they will notice her, and they may not even notice why, they may not even realize why they are noticing her in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are illuminating her in the eyes of people, God, people that have the things that she needs, people that sit in high places. God, we just thank you, God. We glorify you and we honor you, God. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We love you, Jayla.
Amen.
Continue to walk in your anointing. Continue to walk in your call. Continue to allow God to use you and be a mouthpiece for him. We love you. We love you. We love you guys. We love Jaylen. We love Judy. We love Jason. We love all of you on tonight that called in. Thank you so much. Please share this with someone. Go to our page, go to Jayla's page, Judy's page, Jason's page, and share this with someone, because this needs to get out. She needs to be heard. What she said today needs to be heard. We thank you guys, and we hope that everyone will have a blessed and amazing weekend.
Love y'all. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, good night.
Thank you.
Hello, Jason.
Question.
Yes. Huh?
Hey, how long does it stay on your page? Like, how long do you have it? Is it like a 30-day or is it always be there?
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
As long
okay,
as we
so you always
can
go back to it?
You always can.
That should be no problem. Okay. That's all I know. Thank you.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you.
Right. Bye.
Bye.